Always supporting local MMA. You're listening to Full Guard Fight Radio.
Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Damn, corrupt the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit fools out of kids, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the
hook.
Full Guard Fight Radio, Saturday night with the Madman, Carl Mortensen. I am your host, Jason London, Full Guard Fight Gear. Saturday night, 10:30. This is kind of odd for me. I'm not even sure what to do. I hear crickets in the background. I don't have my usual co-host. This is all new to me. This is all new to us. So I'm hoping here. I have a co-host somewhere in the background. I'm not sure if we do, but let's see. Carl Mortensen, are you there?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm excited. Let's do this, man. I can't wait. Been pumped for 2 weeks, anticipating the action of tonight's show, and what the hell are you doing? You're eating potato chips or what, man? Come on, man.
I'm not eating anything. Apparently, my head, well, listen, let's not say I didn't eat potato chips earlier, but right now I'm not eating potato chips, buddy. I think it's my new headphones, and I will be pissed if my new headphones are already giving me shit, because this is our debut show, Full Guard Fight Radio, Saturday night. How do you guys say up there in Canada, debut?
No, I was just screwing around, man. No, I would say debut.
I would say debut as well. Debut. I feel like you guys say that up north. Carl, how are you, my friend? I'm a little nervous. I got to be 100% honest with you. This is our inaugural show. We're popping our Full Guard Fight Radio cherry for a Saturday night tonight. I don't know. I'm a little nervous here. So, how are things? How are you? What do we got planned for tonight?
What do we got planned for tonight? We have a couple of guests lined up. A guy you're familiar with, Sabah Fadai. He's joining us in about a half an hour. Then we've got the co-owner and matchmaker of AFC in Canada, Aggression Fighting Championship. We had a fabulous card in Edmonton last night, AFC 19.
Yes,
and
they actually have another show
next weekend, AFC 20 in Calgary, Alberta. So he's going to join us for a bit.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
I got to be honest with you. Last night's show, the AFC show last night, was just incredible. I mean, there were some difficulties towards the end of the show, but they whipped that back into shape, and we had a great end of the night, and just some incredible finishes, some great fights. It was the stream from GFL .TV was just again incredible, just. You know, all around solid night for local MMA, man.
It was. Are you paying any attention to the Mighty King Lord Zuffa at all tonight, or?
I am not. I am actually standing in my driveway, doing the show from the driveway, and I am not. Have you watched any of the show tonight?
No, not at all. I was just curious if you'd caught any headlines or anything. Not that I really care that much, but I am curious about it. couple of fights. You know, Chris Lieben, I'm curious how he made out tonight, and well, maybe that's about it, actually.
To be honest with you, I got to be 100% honest. I'm a little curious as far as the Anderson Silva, the main event fight. I'm a little curious about that. To be honest with you, I mean, if you're going to sell me a fight where dudes are kissing in the weigh-in, I'm not sure I'm 100% down with that. I feel like, you know, if I want to see a couple guys kissing, I'd watch Zuffa. I don't know. I mean, but no, I think Chris Lieben didn't fare so well. From what I saw a couple pictures of his face. He looked like mashed hamburger. You know, so I'm not sure if just by the looks of it, I'm not sure he fared very well. I don't know. I do not know the outcome of the fight. So please don't quote me on it. But I would imagine from what he looked like, I would say he got the loss. But I do know two men kissed in their weigh-ins yesterday who were fighting for a title tonight. So that's about all I know about UFC 162 at this point. So if anybody wants to call in and tell me what is going on or tweet me, we'll figure it out and we'll go from there. So, but I got to be honest, Carl. I just kind of want to take this. I'm not really sure what direction Fogard Fight Radio is heading in and where we're going and whatnot. I mean, Saturday night usually reserved for the drunkards, the ladies of the evening, you know, things like that. So I think we're going to throw kind of a mishmash of stuff together and kind of figure it out. So I'm excited about it. I really am. I got to be honest, the intro was incredible. You got a lot of Vanilla Ice in there. You got, you know, we need to give some props to our to the designer of that. So take credit,
Mark. Well, that would be me, of course. Well, that would be me, yeah. But, you know, I got to give a shout-out to Don's voice, you know, the official voice of the AFC up here in Canada. And, you know, he's also the official voice of MMA Madhouse. He does such a great job, man. I'm so happy with that he does. Speaking of sponsors, though, actually. Give me one second.
I was just going
to
ask you.
Yeah, let me do this.
Okay, time for a commercial break. But we'll be right back. What you think about that?
Yeah.
Cast Iron Supplements only carries the strongest, most effective products on the market today. With free shipping in the U.S. and only $10 shipping on out-of-country orders, we stand behind the products we promote. For information on wholesale distribution of our lines, visit castironsupplements.com. Cast Iron Supplements. Strong. Rigid. Unyielding. Get Cast Iron Strong.
Get Cast Iron Strong. There you go. castironsupplements.com. Hit them up.
Yeah,
we do have some other.
They've been great to me.
We have some other.
They've been great to me.
Oh, yeah.
I,
right on. What are they supplementing you with?
Well, you know, I am in top physical form. I am chiseled from the rock Gibraltar. And to be 100% honest, they've been great to me. The guys over there at Cast Iron Supplements, you know, I hit them up. I said, listen, this is what I'm looking for. And it was, you know, they delivered within, I think it was, I don't even know if I hit the button to send my message to them before they were already back at me saying, well, you know, we'll take care of you. So castironsupplements.com, free shipping to the U.S. You can't beat it. I don't know. Well, I know where you're. Oh, let me ask you, Carl. You guys said, I think I'm speaking as a kind of a knucklehead right here when I ask you this. You're not even anywhere near Quebec. Is that correct?
not even close, man. It's I don't know, 3,000 miles away, probably, something like that.
So you're at the other end of the country from Quebec. Huh?
Yeah, man, pretty much. Pretty much the other end. Not quite as far away as you, but, you know, you and I might be a little bit farther apart, but, you know, we're really spanning North America with this show, you know, you being down in the southeastern tip of the U.S. and me being in the northwestern corner of Canada, you know, we got her covered, man.
I was going to try to come up with something witty and funny there, but I have nothing. I was trying to think of, I was going to ask you, so are you even in our country, but you're not. You're not there. I got nothing for that, Carl. So is the train explosion in Quebec, is that kind of big news up there tonight for you guys, or is that just, the plane crash?
Tell you the truth, man, I don't even know what you're talking about. I haven't seen any headlines today. I've been, I was crazy at work all day with my real job, and after that, I've just been trying to get ready with everything we're going to do tonight and, keeping up with the madness of MMAMadhouse.com and talking to Skippy and, just doing what we do every day. So I don't even know what you're talking about, but you've got me curious.
Well, apparently there was a train explosion in Quebec within the last day or two, and apparently it was pretty significant. There's some pictures all over the internet about it and whatever, so check it out. But talking to Skippy is a full-time job. I respect that. I understand that. But the, who are other sponsors tonight, Carl?
Other sponsors tonight. Here, I'll play another one for you. Here you go.
Do you want the most stylish MMA apparel without paying ridiculous prices? Check out IntimidationClothing.com for great original styles of T-shirts, hoodies, and more. IntimidationClothing.com features affordable, premium quality products for men and women. Intimidation is one of the fastest growing MMA apparel companies in the world. Log on today at IntimidationClothing.com. Be the intimidator. Intimidation Clothing.
There you go.
IntimidationClothing.com, another great company to that we want to thank that has jumped on board and are supporting MMA Madhouse, Full Guard Fight Radio, and the like. So, so what's,
who else we got? We also have JaxMedia.ca, who's been doing some incredible banner work for us, working on the website. We've got some massive things coming to MMAMadhouse.com in the next couple of months that I'm extremely excited about. And I think everybody else will be shocked when they see what happens.
Can you share anything there or no?
No, not sharing nothing. Nobody. Yes. Secrets.
Interesting.
No, it's there's we got a pretty major facelift coming. Going to streamline some of the things about the site that are, they're stupid, really, that need to be fixed. And then there's another surprise that's coming along that I can't tell you about. And not yet, anyhow, but soon. Soon. We'll break it on this show.
All right. I appreciate breaking news always. But I'm kind of upset that this is the first I'm hearing of this, and I have to wait, so I'm not very patient, Paul. But we'll have to go ahead and wait for it. But so tonight on Full Guard Fight Radio, we are getting into the AFC event from last night. An incredible event, just an incredible event. It was my first opportunity to see the event, Carl, you hit me up on text message earlier in the day and said, "Hey, check this out, AFC." Is hosting an event tonight, and I think in capital letters I got "sick fight." I was like, okay, I appreciate Carl's passion and whatnot for the event, so I check it out, and I don't know if the letters that you sent me were big enough to support how big of a fight, how sick of a fight that was, but just an incredible fight. I mean, from being down here in the States, I had a little bit of a delay because you would post some stuff and we would talk about some stuff prior to it happening. But, I mean, it was second, or two delay. So it wasn't anything significant. However, the stream was flawless. The matchmaking was incredible. Speaking of, we're going to have the matchmaker on this evening. So very exciting. Very excited to have him on. But just the event as a whole was just incredible. And they had some glitches. They recognized it. They, they took care of them, and then we're back up and we have a main event. So I couldn't be happier, Carl. And through GFL.TV, is where we get our streams down here in the States. I know you guys get them up there. So I know we watch the same exact event. But, buying in on GFL.TV, you get the fight for life. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct. And speaking of GFL.TV, we're going to be giving away something tonight.
That's kind of where I was going with this, Carl. I have nothing but the utmost respect for those guys. They put on a great event. They have anything you want to see. You want to see boxing. You want to see MMA. You want to see wrestling. Whatever it is.
They've even got some motorcycle racing on there now and all sorts of stuff. Definitely killer things over there. And, it's a great way to support, your local combat sports and your local combat fighters, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I did see, I thought I was seeing things. I thought maybe it was a one-time event, or a one-time event with the motorcycles. But, my kid is a huge motorcycle guy, so I'm sure we'll be buying those, and we'll own them for life, and he can watch them at 7, 17, 7, 27, 77, the whole nine. But anyway, what else is new, Carl? What are we in the mood to talk about this evening? I'm kind of kicking around some stuff in my head. I'm not really sure, what we got planned. What time are you going to our first guest?
About 12 minutes or so. We'll try to get a hold of Sabah. I talked with him earlier today. He should be ready to go. He said he's going to be watching some fights, so he might be in a little bit of a loud environment, as may Darren Owen, but. Before we get too far into that, I want to go back to the GFL there. Tonight, at some point, we're going to be announcing for one lucky caller. First caller calls in. When we announce it, not yet. Don't call yet. You can call in now, but you're not winning fuck all. But when we announce it, call in, and you're going to win a free GFL pay-per-view of your choice, next week, next month, next year, whenever. You can hold it, pick the one you want. It's yours for free. How do you like that?
The guys over at GFL.TV are just incredible guys. I've had a chance to kind of deal with them. I know one of our own, Skippy Cohen, he deals with them quite frequently. And, you guys have put me in touch with them. And, it's just they have treated everybody I have sent their way just with the utmost respect. So, I can't thank them enough, and especially can't thank them enough for making contact and getting some stuff away on our show tonight, our inaugural show. So I appreciate it. We appreciate it. And I know one lucky fan who calls in, not now, so just hang up and call back. But
not now.
Not this minute. But.
Not right now. Although you can call in right now. Call in right now if you want to.
Yeah.
You're not winning. You're not going to win if you call in. You can call in. Call in and say hi if you want. We got a special treat for everybody in the last half hour of tonight's show. I don't really want to get into it. I sort of want to leave it as a surprise, but there's a couple of fellas joining us for the last half hour of the show that I have a feeling is going to be quite entertaining. Everybody should definitely stick around for. And more secrets.
I'm not down with this whole secret stuff, Carl, to be 100% honest with you. I feel like you're keeping stuff from me.
Hey, well, it's how us Canadians roll, eh?
looking through the world of MMA, it is just inundated with we need a nickname for the Almighty. What do we call them? Because they're not the Almighty. To me, they are not. To us here at MMA Madhouse, they're not the Almighty. We need a nickname. Give me a nickname, Carl. You're very good at this. We'll call them
the Hosers.
The Hosers. You worked it in the first 20 minutes of our show. I appreciate it. The Hosers. So we. If you are a hoser
Work.
Zombie.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something? Well, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just laughing.
You know, if you typed in MMA news, MMA, you know, whatever, in Google or Bing or anything, you're going to be inundated with hoser news. And, you know, you see men kissing, you see, you know, exorbitant amounts of money and this, that, and the other thing. I'm going to be very honest with you. Last night I watched, his name escapes me. I'm terrible with names. Ask my wife. I didn't know her name or her hair color for the first 6 months of our relationship. And that's the truth. the hockey enforcer. Who was the hockey enforcer from last night?
Oh, crap. Let me pull it up. No, man. I'm old like you, too. It's all starting to fade.
It's just incredible to me how poor my memory is when it comes to names specifically. I'm great with other stuff. I have an incredible memory when it comes to other things, except names. I called my wife Michelle, honestly, true story, and, you know, next time you talk to her or whatever, she'll confirm this, but I literally called her Michelle for probably 8 months, 7 months maybe, weird days, and then I knew her name was Melissa, but anyway.
How did that worked out for you? Worked out okay for you.
Well, it worked great for me. If you hear in the background, you hear some fireworks. Down here in the States, we celebrate what's called the 4th of July, our independence. You guys have it on like some crazy other day that doesn't mean anything to us down here in the States. But no, you guys celebrate
right.
The 1st of July, is that correct?
Correct, July 1st.
Hello? Okay, July 1st. So if you hear some crackling in the background, there's people still celebrating. So anyway, so I look around the web. I try to find some information on anything other than hoser news, and all I'm inundated with is hoser news. So I click on a link that I see. Anderson Silva for tonight's main event is guaranteed like an incredible amount of money, $600,000 maybe, $800,000. His opponent, Chris Weidman, tomato, is guaranteed, I think, from what I read, is $48,000 max. Now, I got to say, last night we watched the AFC event on GFL.TV, and the hockey enforcer, who is
Derek Parker.
Derek Parker. I knew his name was Parker. He came, I'm very sure, he did not make anywhere near that kind of money. Carol, would you say that Derek Parker's fight last night was very spirited, very heartfelt, very, what am I looking for, very, I don't even know, like, he was balls to the wall. Like, you could have hit the man in the head with a club, and he was still coming forward. The entire fight he was coming forward. He ended up losing the fight, and he, you know, much deserved to lose the fight. However, the amount of – I guess what I'm saying is when I sit back and I look at the web and look at the kind of stuff that we are – you know, we're all used to, you know, when I train UFC – you know, if I tell people I train UFC, you think, oh, he's a mixed martial artist. Last night I saw one of the greatest fights I've ever seen. And I really, you know, we've tried to get Derek Parker on the show. Unfortunately, he's not going to be able to join us this evening. But I guess what I'm saying is I am losing a little bit of faith in the mixed martial arts fan base in the realm, and because we're just all sheep. I sit back and I look, and in the thing that's all over the news today, even on TV, even on SportsCenter down here in the States, is just Anderson Silva because we've been kissing. You know, it's just, I don't get it. I mean, this sport I love and I'm very passionate about is men kissing, and, you know, one guy who doesn't deserve to make as much as the other is making almost, you know, 12 times or 20 times as much almost. as the other guy. It's very frustrating to me, Carl, and I know you guys are kind of in a different land up there. I mean, the whole breakdown of things is very different, and I guess this could take me right into, to be honest, taking it right into to healthcare. I mean, this is not an agenda. I do not have an agenda, so please don't feel like I'm just speaking to you know, get votes. I'm definitely not doing that, but I'm just very frustrated with our world of MMA, and maybe I'm just long-winded and whatnot, but this is really something that's frustrating. I mean, tonight they expect me to spend $60 to watch a bunch of hosers kissing and hugging and humping. So I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I'm very excited to be a part of MMA Madhouse, to be a part of GFL.TV, you know, local MMA. I can't express enough how this show is going to be dedicated to local MMA, a bunch of other stuff. We're gonna catch our groove. We're going to start figuring out where we're going, what we're doing. You know, we're going to have some goofy guests on. Like, I think at the end of the night, we're going to have an interesting group of guys on the show. We're going to have a bunch of different, you know, people that are not combat sport related. However, we still are going to stick to our roots and be very grounded when we talk about local MMA and mixed martial arts and things. On my way off base, Carl, am I just rambling like a previous co-host I had, and Mr. Matthew Gaser, or am I? do I have some form? Am I on some kind of track here?
I haven't been listening, to tell you the truth. I blocked you out for that whole segment.
So I am Matthew Gaser. I understand. I absolutely listen.
Hey, Matthew's great.
Matthew is incredible, and I wish him and Spencer nothing but the best. They're going to do great things on Thursday night with Cage Zombie Radio. Is that correct, or Zombie Cage?
That is correct, yeah. Cage Zombie Radio. Here, let me play you their intro. It's pretty awesome. Here, I'll just play the very beginning of it.
Do you want the most stylish MMA apparel without paying ridiculous prices? Check out IntimidationClothing.com. For great original styles of t-shirts, hoodies, and more. IntimidationClothing.com features affordable, premium quality products for men and women. Intimidation is one of the fastest growing MMA apparel companies in the world. Log on today at IntimidationClothing.com. Be the intimidator. Intimidation Clothing.
We're not Zuffa Zombies. We're Cage Zombies. You're listening to Cage Zombies Radio with Matthew Gaither and Spencer Kirksey.
There you have it. They're not Zuffa Zombies. They're Cage Zombies.
There's yeah, absolutely. See, that's what I'm talking about. We need to start changing it to hosers. I mean, 100%. We just need to start banging out, just being straight hosers, hoser haters.
We need a good hashtag. We need a good hashtag. Hoser. I don't know. How could we do that?
Hoser haters. Can't we be hoser haters on
MMA? Hoser haters. Yeah, there you go. Hoser haters works for me. Although, you know, a few Canadians might take it the wrong way, but, you know, we don't do anything about it anyhow.
I'm going to blow your boy up. I'm going to blow your boy up.
We do.
The Deaner.
The Deaner. Actually, yeah. for our intro there at the end, the guy who was, heckling the sports guys, that is the
yes.
Deaner. That was the Deaner.
That's the Deaner.
And I'm gonna keep hounding the Deaner until we get him on this show, man. Fubar movie
and
Fubar, star, the Deaner. If you haven't seen Fubar 2, you got to see them, man.
Yeah.
They're classic.
You and I have done some show prep, and we've discussed, you know, kind of the direction we want to take the show, and you know, get off of the back. This is our first episode where, you know, we're going to work out the kinks here. We're going to start getting into guests and kind of figure out which direction we're going here. But you and I have discussed some, you know, I'm American and you're Canadian. We're not going to hide that fact, and you know, we're going to support and we're going to kind of hammer on each other for some of the knucklehead stuff that goes on in our countries. However, we have both decided that Strange Brew there's a cult classic, because there's a cult classic down here in the States, and there's a cult classic up there in Canada. So tonight, you're going to make the word hoser an official term here on Full Guard Fight Radio. Are you down with that, Carl?
100% down with that.
Okay. So if we can get a clip, maybe, of Strange Brew and the guys, man, I can't remember their names.
Bob and Doug McKenzie, man.
Bob and Doug McKenzie, that's correct. Yes, absolutely. If we can get a clip of Bob and Doug McKenzie talking about hosers, and, you know, we just, you know, we have somebody calling in, we have somebody talking. Listen, we're not holding any punches here on Full Guard Fight Radio. We're gonna tell it like it is. We're gonna talk. We're gonna come correct. We're gonna be straight in your face, kind of, you know, whatever. So I mean, if push comes to shove and we need to call somebody out and we call them a hoser, can we get a clip of Bob and Doug McKenzie to do that for us, Carl?
I'll do my best, man. I'll contact them directly, because all of us Canadians know each other. I'll hit them up, and you know, I'll see what I can do about that. But hey, I'm gonna split for a second and see if I can get a hold of Sabah. So I'm gonna bail on you. You're on your own, man.
Listen, I'm not afraid to be on my own. I am a hunter. You are a gatherer. Sabah Fadai is we're about to have in the show. And I've spoken with Sabah in a little while ago, and the Persian Warrior. I wonder if that's still his nickname. I think that was his nickname back in the day when I spoke with him before. I think Sabah and I need to have a conversation about something that we may have had a conversation about in the past. He discussed. I think this is him. And if man, I'm going to come at him with this, and it may be way off, but. Now, we're going to wait and talk to Sabah. Sabah Fadai, who used to fight with the MFC. I'm not 100% sure he is still with the MFC. He may be. I'm thinking he has some other stuff going on. But I know he's 7-2, 8-2, 7-3, that area. A Canadian-born fighter. He fights at the 170-pound weight class. There's not a... Sabah is a very animated character. I guess we call him a character. But so I'm looking forward to having Sabah on, and I'm not sure if that's Carl trying to get in touch with me. If it's not, I definitely want to thank Jax Media, jaxmedia.ca. These guys have created some incredible, incredible logos, some banners, some Facebook banners, things like that. I definitely want to thank them for getting on board. It's jaxmedia.ca. And on Twitter, you're going to find them at Jax Media Canada. These guys, if you are looking for any kind of logos or social media stuff, anything like that, just incredible stuff, get in touch with these guys. They'll do you a great service. They're not going to, you know, rake you over the coals. Like they've been great to me, and I can't thank them enough. They've been great to the MMA Madhouse, but I know Carl is very happy with them. So, Cast Iron Supplements. You already heard about them. CastIronSupplements.com ships free to the United States. At Cast Iron Supplements on Twitter. Pro-Am Belts. If you're running a promotion, you want the greatest belt out there. ProAmBelts.com at Pro-Am Belts on Twitter. And GFL.TV. These guys, I can't say enough about these guys. They've been a supporter from minute one for Full Guard Fight Radio. I've been a supporter of them from minute one on Full Guard Fight Radio. GFL.TV. Carl, what are you doing over there? Are you playing racquetball?
Hey, leave me alone. Guess what? Our guest is in queue. Why don't you bring him in? I know you've been dying to do this.
Mr. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't be happier. Mr. Sabah, the Persian Warrior Fadai. Sabah, how you doing, my friend?
Good, good, good. What's going on, boys?
Nothing, man. Are we still going by the Persian Warrior, or do we got a new nickname, or is it just Sabah? How are we going these days?
I don't know, man. I'm confused myself still. But we'll stick with the Persian Warrior for now, I guess.
Is there something else on the cusp that you want to talk about, or is it just we're just, you know, is that just what we're going with?
Oh, we're just talking. I'm supposed to be doing a. I'm actually supposed to be at the fights right now. Are they on?
I'm not sure. To be honest with you, I don't pay attention to them much. I pay attention to what you guys are doing over there. I don't pay attention. You see how I work, Sabah?
I see how you work. Okay.
Sabah, what are you up to, man? What have you been up to lately? How you been?
Man, I've been good. Just keep getting fucking injured, man.
Yeah.
So it's like holding me back all the time, and, you know, it's kind of annoying. But, I mean, I got a fight coming up. The date is not 100% sure. It was supposed to be August 10th, but now they say 2 weeks after that, which would be kind of cool because it would be August 24th, and that will be my birthday. Fighting on my birthday is something I've never done, and the fight will be here in Vancouver. So, hell, man. Things are looking up.
What organization are you fighting with? Are you still with the MFC, or have you moved on?
Yeah, I moved on. I'm with AFC now.
You're back to the AFC?
Yeah, they welcomed me with open arms, you know. So we made some good connection with AFC. So I'm going to have my first fight with them, and we'll see where it takes us.
You said earlier that you're kind of you keep getting injured. What kind of injuries are you talking about? Can you walk us through some of that?
Yeah, I had a couple of elbow injuries. The elbows are completely healed now. But
elbow?
Yeah. And I work at the bar, so that doesn't really help. Because when I'm like the smallest bouncer there is, I think on this whole planet Earth, and then so everybody tries to pick on the small guy, and then lo and behold, they get knocked out. And now I got a couple broken knuckles and stuff like that, so I just got to fix them.
Can't you go to work with, like, some 5-ounce gloves on and just tape it up and,
you know
a red and blue corner?
I kid you freaking not, man. I asked my boss that question. I said, can I come here with MMA gloves, like, strapped already, like, ready to go? And
yeah,
they're like, no, we're not allowed. So,
I mean, well, here's the thing. If you're riding a motorcycle down here in the States, I don't know how you guys do up there, but I see a lot of dudes riding motorcycles around with, like, riding gloves on. The fingers are cut out. Why can't you just work with some MMA gloves on?
Yeah, that beats me, man. Because then I guess everybody wants to test themselves against the MMA guy. Ooh, tough guy.
Yeah, that's right.
I get it all the time, man. All the time.
Sabah, what was the last time you fought? Was the last fight you had in 2012?
The last time I fought was against Cody Caron.
So that was back in October of 2012.
Yep. October, October 24th or something like that.
Yeah. So what have you been doing with yourself since then? You been staying in the gym? You been staying, active?
I've been active. Again, I literally live 30-second walk from the academy now. And,
oh, beautiful.
So I still take my vehicle in case you wanted to know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if we're going to go work our asses off in the gym for 3.5 hours, why the fuck am I going to walk? Why can't I just drive, right?
Exactly, man. Come on, give me a break. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I have been staying active. I've been training still, and I've been coaching a lot nowadays. That's one thing I have been doing a lot. A lot of our guys from the academy are amateur fighters, and they're all getting so good, and they all have fights, and they all rub it in my face, of course, every time they have fights, and because I'm always the one on the sidelines, you know?
You're always the one getting hurt. Is it because you're going so hard for that, Sabah, or is it because, you're just that unlucky? I mean, tell me the truth. Are you just being reckless with your body, or are you taking care of yourself, and you're just catching some bullshit?
I'm just catching some bullshit, to be honest with you.
All right, fair enough.
My mentality behind fighting is not like, every training session you got to go 100% until you fucking puke. No, man. That's not where it's at. It doesn't make sense. It's not smart. If you're puking, you're doing something wrong, because that's a natural body reaction to, something wrong with my body. So I never want to get to that stage. I always train smart, man. I do. I train very smart. But whatever. It happens. I mean, the whole punching thing, my knuckles and stuff like that, there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, I'm getting attacked, so I'm going to protect myself. So,
sure.
Whatever.
So you're not putting yourself in a bad position to get into these situations, or is it just, does trouble come looking for you, or are you not afraid to look for a little bit of trouble yourself?
On the streets and stuff?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not, man. I walk away from that shit. But, I mean, as a bouncer, there's only so much you can take, right? I mean, I was very polite to the guy for God knows how long. He just didn't want to leave, doesn't want to follow the rules, and then he punched me in the face twice. So, you know, I had to do something.
Now, wait a minute. This dude punches you in the face twice. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed in Saba. He gets away with punching you in the face once, and you don't break his arm? He gets another shot on.
It was one of those quick, like, rabid punches, because I was really close to him, and he went bing, bing.
Okay.
The first one he hit, and I was like, no, this motherfucker didn't just hit me. and then while I came back to my senses, he fucking, like, cracked me with another one. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. So I grabbed the back of his head, and I kneed him in the face and KO'd him, and then I gave him one more.
So you dirty boxed him is what you're telling me. You grabbed the back of his head, pulled him towards you, and fucking fired a knee at him. Is that what you're telling
me? Yeah, fuck yeah, man. Stay close. You got like bottles and shit they're going to throw at you.
Yeah, absolutely. Did somebody jump in and like wave it off, or did you just keep pounding away and like Kim Minzel had coming in?
Actually, what happened was his buddy jumps in there. He's like, guys, no problem here, no problem. I'm like, yeah, sure. So I even actually helped his buddy up. So I helped the guy that I knocked out. I helped him up, and I escorted him outside to a cab. And lo and behold, something like another one of his buddies come out. He's like, you have no idea who you're fucking with. He is so-and-so's cousin. And this so-and-so happens to be a very close friend of mine. So I got on the phone with him right away, and I put the guys on the phone, and I said, you want to talk to, you know, this guy? You think you know this guy, whatever. And so they talked it out, and they came back and apologized, and they were on their way.
So now I gotta be honest. I'd be doing my listeners a disservice if I don't ask the question. Do you call so-and-so because it's his cousin, because you're scared of the cousin, or because you respect the cousin and you just want to, like, be straight up with him?
No, I respect the so-and-so guy, like my good friend. I respect him.
Okay.
And out of respect for him, I don't want to fuck up his cousin more.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question. You and I talked a while ago. A year and a half or so ago. I was working with another guy on MMA Affiliates Radio. I'm not sure if you remember. I'm just going to say King JB. You remember him and I did a show together back in the... Okay.
Yeah,
I got to ask you, because I can't remember. This is when we were doing the MFC show. Mark Pavlich was good to us, so I don't want to talk bad about him because he's also good to us here at Full Guard Fight Radio. But I got to ask...
No, I like Mark. Let's get that straight right here, right now. I like Mark. I have nothing against Mark. Mark is a cool fucking dude, and I kick it with him on a personal level, but we just couldn't meet on business terms.
I'm trying to listen. That's how my wife and I get along, too. We don't meet on business terms. I think, I'm going to be pretty honest with you, I think you talked about your dick the last time you and I talked. Is that correct when you, JB, and I, were you talking about...
You know what? I'll tell you this. I have no idea, but that does sound a lot like me, yes.
I know it sounds a lot like you, and I know it was you. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I know you were talking
about...
What did
I say?
I don't remember. I think it was something about... JD asked you a question about the size of your dick or something, and you were talking about that. You know, you laid it out there. You were pretty honest with us. So now here's where I'm going with this. I don't want to.
Honesty is a virtue, right, my man?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's the exact question. I think it was the exact statement you made was honesty is a virtue. But I don't want to talk about your penis size, flaccid or erect. I don't care. What I want to know is you're a bouncer. There's a lot of ladies in the club. Is it easy for Sabata to hook up with some ladies here at the club?
You know, it's actually it's very easy. Absolutely. As a bouncer and an MMA fighter, I feel like bouncers especially are check marks. You get what I mean? They're like, "Ooh, I slept with the bouncer." And
so wait a minute.
They all want to check that, you know, mark off their list. So, yeah, I did get a lot of offers, but I'm not really that kind of a guy that goes out there and just, you know, fucks anything that walks. So, no, I turned down a lot of females. And actually, to be honest with you, I only took one girl home from the bar in the year that I worked there.
Why? What was so special about her that you took her home?
Oh, man, she had ass like Beyonce. I'm all about the ass.
Listen, if I ever meet you, you stay away from my wife, all right? She's got an ass. I don't want that.
Oh, shit. We're in trouble.
Sabah, what do you got going on? You got a fight coming up here in a couple weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that you just said a little bit ago?
Something about like August 24th. I got 24th, about two
which is
months.
Your birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got about 2 months to fix up these little injuries and get back. And I do have an opponent. His name is Craig Jackson from AMC. So that's all I know so far.
What kind of opponent is Craig Jackson?
He's more of an anybody from AMC with Matt Hume over there. They have fantastic cardio. They're very methodical behind what they do. It's going to be a good fight. I have to be very careful, and it's going to be another challenge.
I'm looking through your record now. You're taking it to the distance. You're getting submissions. You're KOing bitches. What style are we focusing on for Mr. Jackson here on August 24th? Are we focusing on anything? Have you kind of pinpointed any of his weaknesses, or are you just going in and you're going to be your old self?
To be honest, there's not too much. What is it called? Videos that on him, so I can't really study much on him. I have to focus on what I do best, and that's of course my striking. And of course, again, we all know this is mixed martial arts, so we have to train all aspects of the sport, and we'll see where it takes us.
The last couple fights, the last five or six fights were in the MFC. Your last loss was in the MFC to Mukai Muromo. I got to be honest with you. I thought that was a great fight. It was one of my most favorite fights out of the MFC. I thought that fight could have gone either way. To be honest with you, I really do.
It could have gone either way before or after the fight.
Well, I was going to try to be. That's why I was going with this. Do you understand? I was going to say, take me back through. Walk me through that a little bit. Tell me, I know there's a lot of bad blood, a lot of emotion going through. Take me back to that fight a little bit, Sabah.
After that loss, I felt eventually that it was something that I needed. It was more of a wake up call than anything. And I shouldn't have taken the fight, but I did, and I paid the price for it. I'm not going to take it.
Why do you say you shouldn't have taken the fight?
I wasn't ready physically at all. I had gotten phone calls from UFC.
Really?
So, that was obviously in my head. I was like, shit, if I take this fight and I win it, I'm only one more fight away from the UFC. I need to take this fight. Or, I forced myself to take the fight because the possibility of going to UFC, and I went in there with a torn MCL, and
no shit.
And that's why I couldn't check any kicks or even throw anything back, and whatever, you know.
It is what it is. Absolutely, Saban.
And
there's no
bad blood anywhere between anybody.
Okay. My bad. I'm not trying to start any fights. Listen,
I
don't need you to put me on the ground, and I don't need you to walk me out of the bar if, you know, you put me in check here. Listen, I got to you're Canadian. I'm sure. Have you seen the movie Strange Brew at all?
Strange what?
Strange Brew. It's kind of a cult classic with Bob and Doug McKenzie. They're kind of like, it's an older movie. It's like an 80s kind of movie. Have you ever seen that movie?
No. I have not, man.
I want you to do me a favor. Just Google it eventually, Strange Brew. And the reason I say that is because from now on here on the show, every time we say the words UFC, we're going to say hoser. We don't really support here on the Full Guard Fight Radio, the UFC. Now, let me ask you this a little bit.
You guys don't support the UFC.
No, that's not it. I'm not talking that we don't support. What I'm saying is, hang on, I dropped my phone. Hang on. All right. I'm not saying we don't support. What I'm saying is there's a lot of people just kind of focus so much on the UFC that it's, you know, they lose a little bit. Because, to be honest with you, you guys are in a great position. The AFC is a great organization that you're in. And you have a great opportunity to be in an incredible organization. What I'm asking you is, so you get the phone call from the UFC, and they say, hey, listen, you have one more fight or two more fights. Explain that conversation to me, because I'm going to be honest with you. I would have been like a little schoolgirl myself. I get the phone call from the biggest organization in the sport that I am just so focused on.
Yes.
How does that go? How does that phone call go, Sabah?
Well, I wasn't on the phone. It was my coach that was on the phone with them.
Oh, okay.
But just
okay.
Even hearing about it, you know, he called me first thing in the morning and said, UFC just called, and you're one or two fights away. And so,
oh, shit, huh?
I mean, yeah, of course, I was, like you said, I was like a schoolgirl, you know?
Yeah, I would be. I'm not calling you a squirrel girl. I would be a squirrel girl. So we're fighting the UFC here coming up, the 24th. Are we cutting weight now? Are you walking around? You fight at Are you still fighting at 170? You moved up or down at all?
No. I'm fighting at 155, man.
155? Okay.
Yeah. I'm walking around pretty big right now, 185, but
185. You got to lose 30. 100, you got to lose 30 fucking pounds?
Yep.
How are you going to lose 30? Now, do me a favor. Walk me through a weight cut. This is like the biggest phenomenon in my world. How the hell do you lose 30 pounds and still function? Like, I don't eat about 7 cookies in a night, and I feel like I'm cutting weight.
Well, weight cut is honestly a huge... I don't know what to say. It's science, really. It's a connection between you and your body. You got to really know your body, and that's all I can say, really. I mean, a weight cut. When I go into the hot bath and start cutting water weight, I know in exactly 45 minutes how many pounds I will drop, depending on how hot the water is. And you know, once I get in, once I feel how I feel, and after 20 minutes, I know exactly how much and how long it's going to take me to make weight that day.
So, okay, so we're just about a month and a half off from your fight.
Yeah.
So you're 185 right now. You're fighting 30 pounds. You're fighting 30 pounds less than you're walking around weight. Where do you need to be, say, the week prior to your fight? Where do you need to be?
A week prior to the fight, you want to be about 15 pounds off.
15 pounds. That is just incredible. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. I just, like, the weight cut to me is, like, the biggest, like misconception or the biggest like misnomer to me or whatever it may be. Like I can't fathom it. 15 pounds a week before, like how, like you wake up on a Monday, you fight on Saturday. What happens between Monday and Saturday that you, like, do you just cut out everything and drink, you know, a cup of water a day just to keep your palate wet, or how does it work?
Yeah, basically.
Really?
Yeah. 2 days before weigh-in, you're drinking about 8 to 10 liters of water a day, and all you're eating is throughout the whole entire day, you eat one handful of almonds. And basically,
why almonds?
That's it.
Why not peanuts or sunflower seeds, or why almonds specifically?
I just like almonds, and almonds
okay,
is a good source of energy for you to last throughout the whole day. That's all. Preference,
okay,
I guess.
And now, I wasn't, again, I'm not trying to be a dick here when I ask you, but they're like, this is just I just can't wrap my head around this. So
you're not being a dick, bro.
All right, fair enough. do you still train full out? You still train full out on throughout that last week, or I mean, is it just kind of like walk through? You're talking like strategies and game plans and things like that. Or are you just going full bore?
Yeah.
Like it's just like a regular week.
Well, no, it's not a regular week. Last week is a very
okay.
important week.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going through a game plan. You still got to be in the gym and do about 3 5-minute rounds on the bag and get that strike going, and then you just go home. Instead of training three sessions a day, which is probably 6 hours a day, you're training for 15, 20 minutes tops, and you're going home. Because your body needs to recover, that's all.
Are you still at the you're still at the bar that you're working at, the nightclub? You're still bouncing this?
No.
You're
no.
Good, you're done.
Yeah. On the crazy thing is on my right knuckle I broke my right knuckle about a month and a half ago. And
on somebody's face.
On somebody's face. And you make it sound so bad.
No, I didn't
on
make
somebody's
it sound so bad.
Face.
What, do you want me to say that? Hang on, let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that question. You broke your knuckle on somebody's cheekbone, on somebody's orbital bone, on somebody's forehead. What would you like me to say?
Okay, you're right. Okay. I caved this dude's face in with my knuckle.
All right, fair enough. Listen,
and,
I'd rather hear that than bullshit.
I broke it about a month and a half ago. And then on my last day, which was two Fridays ago, I guess, or last Friday,
okay.
I went to the doctor and I got a cortisone, so the inflammation would go down finally, and it did, and it was, right now it's fantastic. But that same day I went to work and I punched somebody with my other hand.
Now hang on, did you slap them open-handed, or did you close your fist and smash it against their face?
I literally closed my fist, and I wanted to send their jaw to Mars. Like, I swung for this guy's face.
Tell me what they did to piss you off.
Just being, you know, very rude. They think that we're servants and stuff like that. You know, I just don't like that kind of treatment from anybody. They think they're better than you or something like that. And they don't like to follow orders. They're breaking shit, you know, being loud, obnoxious, drunk. Whatever. It was my last day. I had to do something. I had to go out with a bang.
I got to ask this. Do you feel bad? I mean, you seem like a great guy. We've never met in person. We've talked a bunch on the phone. Have you ever felt really bad? Like, man, I just lit this dude up and, you know, he's got to get up in the morning. This guy he's not going to be able to see out of his left eye because I just lit this dude up. Do you ever feel bad? Because you seem like kind of a guy. You'd be like, I'm going to light this dude up. And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to be like, shit, I lit that dude up.
I do feel bad, absolutely.
I know you do.
Because,
I know.
I mean, I don't really mean to hurt people, but they really get the better end of me sometimes. And I mean, this job has really taught me a lot of patience, to be honest with you. But sometimes, it's just like, dude, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah, man.
It's one of those days sometimes.
So, Bob, listen, brother, I got to get wrapping up here. But here's the thing. You fight in about 6 weeks. No, 5 weeks. I want to talk to you after your fight.
Man, I want to talk to you guys every day.
All right. Listen, we're going to be on this picture. We're going to be on this. We might just have to do a Sabaz second or a Sabaz, like, we're going to have to come up with a cover.
Special show with me, man. Let's do a special show.
Absolutely. We'll get in touch with Carl. Carl's my producer. We'll get in touch with him. We'll figure it out. We'll sit down and we will bang this bitch out and we will get some people on that you like, some people that you don't like, and we will
nice.
Just have a blast.
Yeah, we'll bring him on so I can question him too. I got some funny ass questions. Being a fighter, knowing what the kind of shit that they have to go through, I can ask some funny ass questions.
Trust me, Carl's got your information. We're gonna get in touch. Please, I'm not even kidding. I want to do it. I want to do it soon. But we're gonna do it after your fight because I want you to focus. Please don't break any more bones before you fight because I want to watch
the
24th of August.
No more. No more.
Sabah, before we let you go, you tell everybody where they can find you. Twitter, Facebook. I know you got. Do you have Pinterest? You have Pinterest.
I have what?
Do you have Pinterest? Do you know what Pinterest is?
No, what's that?
Oh fuck! It's like here's the thing. Pinterest is like weight cutting to me. It's like this phenomenon that I don't understand. It's like this thing. It's the social media that I just can't wrap my fucking head around. And like you say you like a picture or you like a diet recipe or something. You pin something to like some chalkboard or some bullshit, and whatever. But do you have Instagram, Facebook? What do you got?
I have Facebook and Twitter, bro.
How do they get a hold of you? Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you
all
on
right.
social media. But
Facebook is my name, Saba Fadari. I have a fan page or whatever kind of page you like to call it, a page that tells you what I do on a daily basis and when my fights are and if I have broken bones or, you know. You know, I ask some funny questions and I want to get my my people behind and answer them. It's just fun for me. And my Twitter, Saba Fadari. And, I have this thing, Vine, and I make funny-ass videos, and I do that too. I don't know.
It's the same. Pinterest is the same kind of thing as Vine. Just Google it. I'm telling you, this is not a joke. I'm not trying to set you up or nothing. Pinterest is like same kind of shit as like Facebook and Twitter and Vine. And listen, I'm an old guy. I'm like 37 years old, so I don't really get all this bullshit. But listen to me, Sabah. I don't give a shit how big and tough you are. You call me old, we're going to have to scrap in the street like men. My man, listen, do you have any sponsors you want to thank or no?
No, we're good, man. We're good. Fuel supplement. Dr. Victor Chan. Yeah, all right. Good. We're good.
All right, but listen, I'm being very honest with you 100%. After your fight, you get in touch with Carl, and we will definitely set something up. We'll do a whole show, you and I, all right, one of these nights?
All right. Sounds good. And
right, listen, good luck.
Weidman is going to kick the shit out of Anderson Silva. I love Anderson Silva, but second round, Weidman.
Really? KO. Really? You think
so? Let's do this.
Wow, man. Wow. Good for you, brother.
He hits harder than Chael Sonnen. He's got better boxing, and his wrestling is pretty good, so he's going to be able to keep Anderson down on the ground. It's going to happen.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think Anderson Silva is the best striker in the world. I think Weidman doesn't even get close enough to get at him. I think Silva ends it halfway through the first.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I like where you're at.
Sabah, listen, man, we're going to talk soon. I want to do a show with you. We're going to have a good time, all right, bud?
All right, man. No problem. Sounds good with me.
All right, but best of luck to you on the 24th, man. I want you to come in here with a victory in your belt, man.
Thanks, bro. I will.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later, bud.
Okay. Ciao, man.
My man Sabah Fadai fighting August 24th. See, this is what I love. It's good to get back and talk with the fighters and get back and rap with these dudes. And you know, I love Sabah. He's ready to go. My man Darren is ready to go. Darren, who is going to be in charge of putting together some crazy fights with Sabah in the future, and who put on some great fights last night. Darren, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good, man. Walk me through today. So last night you guys put on an epic event. So today you wake up and you say, is it you stretch and say, I did a great job last night, or shit, I got a fight in a week? Where are you at?
I wouldn't say shit, I got a fight in a week. I'd say, hell yeah, we got another one to go. So
yeah.
let's do it all again. On to the next one.
Now, let me ask you, do you have a full head of hair, or are you pulling it out every week?
Oh, man, to be honest, it's not as good as I'd like it to be. It's no, I'm getting a little thinner up top, but, hey, it's all worth it.
Fair enough, man. Walk me through what it's like to be a matchmaker. I mean, you guys are the top of the food chain in Canada, right? So walk me through being a matchmaker up there in one of the biggest productions in a nation. How does it go?
It's not too bad if you just have one card to concentrate on, but we've somehow been kind of stacking events pretty close to each other. Like, we're putting on basically 12 events per year, so and they're not always spaced out month to month. Like, we've got, last year we did 3 events in 8 days. That was pretty crazy. Back-to-back shows in weeks this time, and we had a show recently, and I'm also looking, matchmaking a card for Vancouver that's coming up. So it was kind of, I did the Victoria card, and then Calgary, Edmonton, and then looking at Vancouver, and then also kind of checking out, putting a theoretical card together for Montreal, which we're, definitely something we want to do. So there's a lot of work. There's no doubt about it.
I can imagine. Now, let me ask you, are you the sole matchmaker for the AFC, or you got a team of people that are putting stuff together?
I definitely have some help, for sure. Like,
okay.
I do the majority of the main card. It's kind of, a lot of it is kind of by default. So, you've got certain guys in certain areas. If you're doing an Edmonton event, first guy on the list is, you want Ryan Ford on the card. So then it's kind of,
right,
okay, that's halfway done. You need, and then go find him an opponent. Then you got some big draws like Stephen Beaumont, KB Buller. There's a few guys like that kind of, these are guys we're going to look at. Are they healthy? Are they good to go for this date? Yes. Okay, now it's go find them a suitable opponent. So that happens a lot. It's not kind of just, let's just find 2 random guys that's going to make a good fight and put it on. You got to look at kind of every aspect of it and who's the draw, who's going to sell some tickets, and then you kind of go from there.
Buller was in a war last night. Do you agree with that?
I think it was a war for Derek Parker. I don't think it was the biggest war for KB. KB kind of, used his distance, used his precision striking, and I wouldn't say he put on a clinic, but, he wasn't really in trouble at any point in time in that fight. Parker showed a lot of heart. It was definitely KB's toughest fight. He's kind of finished off all of his fights early. He was ready for a test like this, and, he passed that test very impressively. So, he's a potential future guy to watch out for the middleweight.
Absolutely. No, I'm not going to lie to you. I think it was a great fight. I don't think it was his best work. However, I just drew a blank. Oh, Parker just kept coming forward. He just didn't stop. I'm a hockey fan. I enjoy the hockey enforcer. So, I mean, his head, Parker's head's like a cinder block. So I wonder, when you're putting matches together like that, do you take Buller and then you just kind of put him with somebody, or does Parker come to you and say, listen, I want to fight XYZ, or does Buller come to you and say, help me understand how matches get made? Because, I'm not saying this fight was like that at all, but some fights just seem to me like, why in the hell are we watching this fight? You know what I mean? But thought that was a great fight. Fun fight to watch. I thought there was a lot of action in that fight.
Yeah, it was, Buller we knew was going to be on the card. So it was, okay, where's Buller at? What does he what makes sense next for him? And we knew he needed a challenge. You know, you don't want to step these guys up too big, too fast, because you don't know where they're at. So it was a fight that made sense. Parker was very tough, very durable. We knew he would bring a fight. We knew it would be an exciting fight. And, yeah, I just kind of reached out to Derek Parker, and I, you know, you always kind of, well, often it makes sense to find guys with similar records and similar experience. And so I just reached out to Derek, and I said, you know, what's your contract status? He's like, no, I'm free and clear, good to go. So I said, oh, what do you think about fighting KB Buller? And he's like, his response was, you think that kid's ready for me? And I said, you know, I think he's ready. let's see what happens. So he's like, yeah, sure, let's do it. So it's awesome when guys have that mentality, because there's a lot of guys that it seems like more and more less guys just want to fight. More guys are looking for – they're just overanalyzing everything. Oh, I want to get to the UFC, so I got to do this, that, and the other, and I got to get a fancy, shiny record, and I can't take a loss and everything like that. That's not the way you get there, especially now. You got to take tough fights and hard fights, and you got to consistently win. You know, if you're 10-0, but you haven't beaten anybody, they're not going to give a sniff at you. So
right.
That's how that came to be.
No, I got to be honest with you. I can't imagine you coming to Parker and saying, listen, this is what I got going on. And I can't imagine him being like, you know what, I'm not really sure. That dude was just like, that dude was already strapping up his gloves being like, let's go. I'll fight today.
Yeah.
But when you're booking so many fights, I mean, you fought last night, not you per se, but your organization fights last night. And then in a week, 6 days, you guys are going again. Is it just like, Are you just juggling so many things? You just got all kinds of stuff up in the air, just, you know, trying to figure out what's going on?
Yeah, sometimes you get a little bit confused. Sometimes you get a call from someone, they're like, oh, so what's up with this, that, and the other? And they're just like, oh, okay, give me a little bit more info. There's like, you know, the reality is, you know, if you're kind of matching up four fight cards, that's like, what, 80 guys you're kind of looking at? So
yeah,
it's you know, it's fun, but it's definitely it's a lot of work. But I love it. And you know, I like it now that, you know, when we did that Sago Beaumont fight,
great,
that made sense, the winner of that fight to go you know, to get the next crack at the title. So it's awesome how we, you know, we can put title fights that mean something and that make sense. So so I'm just kind of picking two random dudes. It's like, you know, guys are earning their title shots. And that's what I think is important, you know, from just, okay, we'll just fight you and we'll just throw belts and make it fun.
So let me
making
you
these guys earn it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. But when you're, let me ask you this. When you're booking fights and you kind of have, I might have just put words in your mouth. When do you have kind of fights in mind, three or four fight cards ahead? Like, for instance, KB is, you know, he's somebody you're going to hang your hat on. He's going to be the future of that division. So, I mean, the kid's incredible. So do you kind of like see, and I'm not saying you're picking fights for him. I'm not at all saying that. But what I'm saying is, are you kind of like, okay, he's going to walk through, you know, Derek Parker, and then next fight we're going to set him up for. So are you kind of planning fights ahead for him, or is it just like, we're going to book this fight, and then if whatever happens this fight, you're going to go there? Or are you just a human being, and you're like, this dude's going to walk through some people and be, you know, in for a title fight?
Well, in this business, you have to kind of take it fight to fight.
Okay.
Who knows what could happen? Parker could have knocked KB out on his ass, and then, you know, all that thought process of, okay, you know, plan it out. You can't. It's hard to plan too many steps ahead in this sport because anything can happen.
Sure.
Yeah, there's certain guys where we're saying, hey, you know, this guy's got a ton of potential. Let's work with him and see what, you know, what he can do and where he can go. But the thing is if you got someone that comes along and derails that guy, then, you know, that's kind of the new guy that you look at as, hey, you know, here's this new guy that, you know, knocked off the guy that we were kind of thinking was going to be pretty special, and maybe that guy's pretty special. So a lot of it's just fight to fight, but you have ideas of, you know, what you want to do with certain guys and other Yeah, other guys are just down to fight whoever, whenever, and you know, those guys are awesome too. So.
Yeah, no, I respect the likes to fight guy. You know, just the guy that likes to come in and fight and get his paycheck and go home, and he was not expecting a whole lot. But I kind of have to, like tonight, I'm not sure how much you follow the UFC, but tonight, Weidman knocks off Anderson Silva. I got to think that the UFC is like, holy shit, what do we do? So I'm kind of wondering, like, you know, last night, if we're going to just stick with the same people, Derek Parker and KB, Parker knocks out KB, you're kind of like, shit, you know, because I could see that KB is going to be somebody you're going to kind of hang your hat on. So anyway, moving forward a little bit, how do you become a matchmaker? How did you get involved in doing what you're doing, my friend?
I don't even know. I started off just with a huge love and passion for this sport. And where I'm originally from, well, I'm from Victoria, BC, and there wasn't a quality event there. And I wanted something better, and I wanted to watch something better, and it wasn't available. So I was like, well, I may as well just create something. So I started with the Armageddon Fighting Championship, and I honestly never thought I would matchmake any of these cards. I thought I was just, you know, a fan of the sport, and you know, I would do what I could do to, you know, to help it grow. And I just kind of educated myself on who is who. I watch, like, I've watched, I don't know how many thousands of fights. And then just over time, it just started to develop, and I enjoyed it. I just seemed to be pretty good at it. And now with, you know, with how our organization has grown, I've got the opportunity to make the fights that I definitely want to see, and that what I think makes sense. And, you know, I think as being a huge fan of Canadian MMA, I think I make the fights that the fans want to see.
Does that dictate a lot of the way you make fights? Is that the stuff you want to see? And I'm not trying to, you know, to pull anything over on you. I just really am asking this because would you
hell yeah, I make fights that I want to watch.
I think I'm trying to be a dick here, but do you book fights that you want to see or that you think make the most sense or that you think the fans want to see? Which is the or is it just all three of them? Because 33% of, you know, that is, you know, it is what it is.
It's all three, I would say. Yeah, I book fights that, definitely I want to see, because if it's a fight that I feel, if it's a fight that I don't care about or I don't want to see, I don't think anybody's really going to want to see it or care about. So I think I've got a very good grasp on, you know, on Canadian MMA and what fights make sense. And I think the fights that make sense are the fights that people want to see. So it's kind of three in one of the same. I was in the kidney candy store. I get the best seat in the house. So, I was watching all the fights last night. I'm like, I get so excited to watch, you know, a card like last night. Like, I was so excited to put those together and watch them.
So when you see a fight going down, you're just like, are you just running around to everybody and tapping them on the shoulder and being like, I made this fight. This fight is my fight. Like, I was excited, I think, to watch some of the shit going down because, I mean, just fight after fight after fight. There was two fights, maybe three fights, that were like, you know, guys were losing, and then seconds later they're winning. You know, I can't remember their names, and I apologize, so please don't think I'm an idiot, but I think it was like the first two or three fights of the card that one guy's losing, and then seconds later he's got his hand raised in victory. Are you just like, that's the reason I put this stuff together? Do you pound your chest and say, motherfuckers, I'm sorry, I apologize. Look at me. What I do, I get excited. I get excited, and I just go off, so I apologize.
Well, I get excited, too. I keep everything professional, and, you know, definitely if something crazy is going on in there, I'm clapping, and, you know, anyone has an awesome performance, I'm definitely congratulating anyone who, you know, who deserves it, and, you know, cheer up to the guys who, you know, the fights didn't go their way. And like Michael Hill last night, how much heart did that kid show? It was incredible. Like, that was an inspiring performance. Yeah. Ford is a bad dude. Nobody, I honestly, I offered that fight to probably seven or eight different guys, Nobody wanted it. Not one, except Michael Hill. After his fight with Joel Powell, he said, if something happens to either one of those guys, I'll either rematch Powell, I'll fight Ford for the title. I don't care. I'll fight whoever, whatever. Just so when it came down to it, we said, hey, man, Powell's injured. Nobody else wants to fight. He's like, give it to me. I'd love it. Thank you very much. Please, 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 please. So he got a lot for that. And then, and then the heart that he showed in that fight was incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Those are the kids that you want to be like, man, you want to walk in the locker room. And I mean, no homo when I say this, but you walk in the locker room and want to kiss them on the lips and be like, my man, I appreciate it so much that you took the fight, first of all. Second of all, that you put on a good show. You know what I mean? Those are the kids that you're just like, you know, you just can't be more excited about, right?
Without a doubt. Well, other than the kiss on the lips, maybe a cheek kiss but, and a nice hug. But,
that's what I mean.
I don't know. Like, love these guys, man. They're awesome. They're amazing people.
So when you guys sign people to contracts and you book fights for them, and I know you guys, you know, that, you know, people say, oh, I don't really know the owners and things. I can't imagine you guys don't really have a relationship with your fighters. Now, when you put these guys in fights, is it just strictly business for you? Or do you, I mean, you're a human being. You've got to have some kind of relationship with these guys and be like, you know, you got to be kind of pulling one way or the other. Is that kind of the way it goes? Or are you just like, you know, it is what it
is?
Yeah,
you go in and be done, right? Like, I have tons of relationships and friendships with a lot of these guys.
Sure.
And it's, you know, sometimes it's, you know, but business is business. You got to deal with the business side first. And then once that's taken care of, you know, because, like, this is a major thing that they do. And, you know, if a guy fights three times a year and he's essentially kind of, you know, I'm fighting for you, you know, that's such a unique relationship you create with these people. I've had guys that have fought 7-8 times for me. And, you know, every time you build that relationship. And it's, you know, it's a special thing. And I've got ridiculous amounts of respect for them, and I think they respect, you know, us for what we do as well. So it's, you know, you see someone who you're friends with get their ass kicked, it's hard to see. But then you might not know the guy that beat up your friend, and then you get to know him and find out he's a great guy too. And, you know, it's such a weird business.
Absolutely.
But it's awesome.
Yeah, my follow-up question to that is, I mean, you're co-owner. Is that correct, or am I stepping out of line when I say that?
Yeah, no, I'm one of the
fair enough. So you get involved in this because, A, either you want to make money, or, B, because you love the sport. And I can't imagine that you're making so much money that you're ready to kick back on a Caribbean island and say, I own this island, too. So you love the sport is what I'm saying. So when you find these guys... Me too, man. Listen, it's a Saturday night. I could be out drinking with my buddies, but I love it so much. I'm doing a radio show. So you sign contracts with these guys, and you say, you know, you got a guy that signs. I don't know how your contracts work and things. And that's another thing that I love is the business side of the sport. That's something I want to get into myself is management of fighters. But anyway, that's another topic. But so you're talking with these guys, they sign a 10-fight contract, whatever it may be with you guys. And so you're at 9 fights, you give them this 10th fight, and now it's like, you know, you're my buddy. We've been together for like 3 years. Does that kind of weigh on you a little bit, or is it strictly business with you? Because I can't imagine. You seem like a great guy. We're talking here on the phone, but you seem like you got kind of a heart for these guys. And, you know, is it just business and you let these guys walk away, or is it like, dude, we've been through some wars together. Let's talk about this. I don't know.
Every person, every situation is a little bit different and a little bit unique. There's definitely, and everyone's a little bit different. You know, some guys are, just all about the money. That's all that matters.
Right.
And other guys are, you know, willing to do what it takes. And part of the thing is too, like, you know, some of these guys, you have to kind of sit down and explain it to them. Like, listen, if we paid everybody as much as everybody wanted to get paid, this would not exist. We would be out of business. We would be broke. Nobody would have these opportunities that we are, you know, presenting. So there's a fine line. We pay everyone as much as we can physically or, you know, financially afford to pay them.
Sure.
But we have to keep going. If, you know, I'd love to pay everybody, you know, $5,000 or whatever it may be. But the reality is if we did that, we'd have one show and then that'd be the end of us. So, sometimes they might not understand that, but it's just the way it has to be if they want to continue, to fight. And it's, I'd love to, get some bigger, major sponsors, which we are always working on. We're close to some big TV stuff. And, we'll share the fruits of our labor when it happens. I know for a fact we pay our guys very well compared to what other organizations are paying out. That's just kind of how it goes.
I got to be honest, you guys put on an incredible show last night. I mean, just to watch the event and just to see how clean everything ran. And you guys, I'm gonna say this, you guys have a diamond in the rough with Don, your ring announcer. I don't know if he's exclusive with you guys.
He is. Yeah, we just signed. That's funny. He announced two of the Victoria events like years ago. And he signed with another promotion, said, they came in, trying to make a big splash, threw a bunch of money around. They signed him to an exclusive deal, and then he kind of saw what's been going on, and he's a smart guy. And then he kind of approached me not too long ago and said, I feel you guys are doing, I want to be a part of it. He stepped up his game too. Like when he first did our shows, he was always very good. His voice is amazing. It was always kind of telling me more, like give it more, pump it more, like go a little crazy in there. And he's definitely refined his craft in another organization. And now that, he kind of said, I want to come back. I want to be a part of this. So we just kind of said, hey, if you commit to us, we'll commit to you. And he's like, yeah, I'm in 100%. So, he's our guy, and he's awesome. He's definitely the best in Canada, and we'll see where that goes.
And Darren, I could agree more with you. I watched your event last night. It was an incredible event. I couldn't be more excited about where you guys are going and, your talent that you got. Some of the guys that are there, they might as well tear their heart out and honestly just, like, pin it to their chest and fight with it hanging out because that's what they're giving you. I mean, really, some of those guys last night were just, it was like the end-all, be-all, and they're fighting for their mother's honor. It was fun to watch, and I enjoyed it. So that's a compliment to you guys and your sport. Carl, my producer is telling me that we got to wrap up here. So before I let you go, my friend, where can everybody find you? First of all, I want to get you back on here after this next event because I think you guys run an incredible promotion. I'd like to talk to you more about it. But let everybody know where they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, whatever else you got.
Twitter is MMAAFC is my Twitter. Our organization's Twitter is AFC_Canada. On Facebook, it's Aggression Fighting Championship. Join the Facebook page. And website, aggressionfc.com.
Yeah, man. Sponsors that you guys want to thank? Anything like that? Anything I can help you?
We got too many to name off. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. Listen, can I get
thank you? Yeah, here yeah. Obviously, huge thank you to all of our sponsors. I don't want to not name them without naming all of them. So, just thank you to
fair
all
enough.
Of you guys. Without you guys, it's not possible. And yeah, I greatly appreciate all the support we get.
I got to be honest with you. Last night, I was tweeting a bunch of stuff, and you guys, your AFC_Canada was retweeting and saving a lot of my stuff. So, listen, you guys got a special spot in my heart. So, I loved your guys' event last night, man. You guys were incredible. I want to get you back on soon, and please do me a favor. Bring a list of your sponsors. I want you to give them some props here, man, because
Sure.
Without them, without us, without whoever, we just, we're all in this for the same reason. We love the sport. So, Darren, I want to thank you. Carl wants you to email him and give him some more information so you guys can do that out there. But, Darren, thank you so much, man. I'm looking forward to your event coming up in a week, like 4 days, right? 5 days, something like that, something crazy?
Yeah, Friday, July 12th, Calgary, Alberta.
Who is the fight on that card that you're most looking forward to?
Oh, man. there's a few. Noah Ali, he's definitely a guy to watch out for. He's fighting Mike O'Neill on a Thunder Bay. That'll be definitely should be a good fight. Man, lots of We've had an injury. We've had Mike Kent, who's supposed to fight David Loazo, is injured. So we're frantically searching for an opponent for Loazo. We had one. Marcus Vinicius stepped up and said, you know, I'll save the main event. I'll fight him. Those Brazilian Capoeira guys are awesome. And he unfortunately commissioned declined that fight because of lack of experience on Vinicius' part. I think it's bull crap.
Really?
But, you know, it is what it is. You can't argue with the commission. They're basically the government of the sport. So we're trying to find something to fill that in, and we'll see what we can do. We're doing our best to figure something out there.
Darren, I can't thank you enough for coming on here, brother. I want to have you on in a couple weeks. Is that cool with you? Can we get you back on here?
Yeah, of course. Anytime. I appreciate you guys. You know, what the media does is invaluable to kind of spread the news of the sport and everything that goes on. So, you know, you guys do a phenomenal job, and thank you very much for all you guys do.
All right, man. Darren, take care of yourself, and I'm looking forward to Saturday night or Friday night, man.
Awesome. Thank you again. Have a good night, guy.
All right, bud. Have a good night. That was Darren in the AF. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm all fired up. I'm running around my front yard. No shoes on. I'm a bigger guy. I'm in a wife beater and some underwear. So here we are Saturday night running around the yard in my underwear. And apparently we're going to go talk to Bragg and Jimmy. And I want to really talk to you about some stuff because here these guys are stuff.
In his underwear. In his
Bragg
underwear.
And Jimmy.
I know about this.
Bragg and Jimmy, are you there? What's up?
What's going on, baby? Hell yeah.
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
We're sitting down here at the point. We're at a bar, man. We're out in the car. We're out in the car because we got a radio interview or whatever.
Right.
Whatever
we're doing.
Whatever's going on right now. You tell me.
All right, fellas. Now, let me ask you a question. You're at a bar. Now, first of all, is it cool? Do you want me to go back in and put some clothes on? Because I'm sitting out here in my underwear and my wife beater with no shoes on in my front yard. This is not a joke. I'll take a picture and tweet it. Do you want me to go in and put some clothes on? Are you guys cool with me?
I don't care what you do,
man,
homie.
It's almost like that Geico commercial, man.
Hey, you do what you want to do, and don't worry about what anybody thinks or says. You're seriously with that?
Now I live in retirement Cape Coral, Florida. I'm sure that the 87-year-old woman retired next to me does not want to see my fat ass in a Speedo or in a thong in my wife, Peter. So it is what
right.
It is, but we're going to talk. Guys, where are you at? What kind of bar are you? Are you guys being safe tonight, or are you guys getting yourself in trouble?
Well, say it again.
I said
you
guys
being out of trouble.
Are you guys being safe tonight? Are you getting yourself in trouble?
We've been all right, man. We got a DD, so we're all right. You don't get in trouble until you get caught. So yes, we stay out of trouble.
Now I want you guys to introduce yourselves. I'm not familiar with Bragg and Jimmy, so I need you all to tell me.
I'll start.
Who are you?
My name is Bragg.
Okay.
My name is Derek Bragg, but I go by Bragg. That's
okay.
What they call me. You know, it's simple, Bragg. Okay, that's Bragg. Yeah, and I'm kind of cocky, so it does add up. You know, Bragg, he brags a lot, of course. Yeah.
All right.
And I met this fool, Jimmy, and here's Jimmy. He can introduce himself real quick. My name is Jimmy, but my name is really not Jimmy. My real name is Adam. Just thought of that after first ever interview, whatever, you know, whatever we're doing. I got the name in like seventh grade, and I moved to a new school, and somebody was like, "Yo, Jimmy," and I turned around, and they was like, "Is that your name?" I was like, "No, man, my name's Adam." He's like, "Well, for now on, you'll be known as Jimmy." So that was seventh grade. I mean, that was like daggum 20 years ago, it feels like. So, but I've just stuck to the name since then. All right. But then, see, Bragg met Jimmy in a random-ass poker game one night. And ever since that night, we started chilling, getting together, you know. Then we got into this little thing called freestyle. And I don't know if you know any people that freestyle, but some people can kill it. You know, we all right. But
we decided, okay, we're going to try to record this shit sometime. So the first place we happened to find that we could record music was, out of all places, you know we're from Alabama, a chicken house.
Okay. So you must be straight redneck Alabama fellas if you're recording.
Right. Where everybody's screaming, get a dime, son, get a dime. Redneck, baby, roll tide.
Roll Tide. All right. I heard Roll Tide out of there. All right. So how do you guys get together? So you guys are rap artists, is that correct?
We've been rapping for approximately 2.5 to 3 years, but we've been doing it seriously for maybe a year and a half. Year and a half, yeah.
Okay. You guys signed to a record label?
Actually, no. We're two unsigned artists, but, you know, once the rap person finds us, you will hear our name again. I promise you that. Yes.
Okay.
And I want everyone listening, I want everyone listening to check out braggingjimmy.com and check out our Reverb Nation page, because I promise you, you will not go to that website, and you will not, I mean, and you will smile.
You will, man.
We'll stay cracked up the whole time. If you don't smile, I will never rap again. If you don't smile, I'll send you $1 through the mail.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
All right, now let me ask you a question. You guys have significant others? You guys have supporters? Significant others? You, ladies that are supporting you, or are you guys riding solo?
No, we have some support. Yeah, we have plenty of support from our area. Our name is just not known throughout where it should be.
I wasn't asking that. What I'm asking is, you guys are up there in Alabama. Rappers get some pussy. Are you guys getting pussy or what?
I mean, wait till you hear the music and then you tell me. because everything we rap about is, you know, what we do. That's the easiest way to rap, to tell about what you do. And we're some characters, homie.
I mean... Yeah.
I mean, listen to the name, Bragging Jimmy. If that don't sound perfect, I don't know what does. Bragging Jimmy, that's a perfect radio show.
So, do me a favor, walk me through a Saturday night of Bragging Jimmy.
A Saturday night, right now we are actually outside in a car because we was inside at a bar.
Walk you through it.
All right, look. I started, I'm not an alcoholic or anything, but I started drinking at like 12 this afternoon, you know. We played some Pandora. We got some crunkness. We started doing a little beat. It's like... you know, we got crunk out, you know. And, you know, that's... When we go into the studio to do some music, man, it's not about... You know, when you go in there, it's
all about having fun, baby. It's all about having fun.
If you don't have fun, if you're trying to make music, it's not going to happen, man. It's all about how you feel. And honestly, when you listen to our music, you can feel the emotion in the songs. You can feel the emotion in the lyrics, man.
How long have you guys been rapping? I mean, you guys, I'm looking at braggingjimmy.com right here. You guys cannot be more than, and don't be offended by this, but you guys can't be more than 18 years old to me. I mean, you guys look young.
Nah,
man.
See, I'm 25 and he's 26.
Man, you guys look good. You guys are going to age well. So, and I'm not trying to pick you up. This is no homo here. So I'm just, you guys look good. So,
No, you just wait. How are you going to say us on? You going to say us on MTV one day? I promise you.
How do you guys start rapping?
We started rapping because my buddy Jimmy. You know, this is Bragg speaking right now. But Jimmy, he's a crazy SOB. And there's no other human like him, and he would just freestyle forever, and then eventually he got me to trying it, and then I was like, man, let's try to record this stuff and actually write a song, because I think we'll be okay. And for about a year and a half, we were wasting our time because we were complete garbage. Well, we kept going, and we kept going, and we didn't give up, and we didn't listen to what anybody had to say. We talked to studio owners out of Atlanta, out of Knoxville, Tennessee, you know, and they just gave us pointers here and there. We're just, you know, we're pretty much just starting. But we got a long road ahead of us.
You guys work during the day, or is this rap thing just it?
Well, right now, I work from 5 in the morning till 3 to 5 whenever I get off. So I work a full-time plus job, and whenever I'm off, I take care of business, and I get to the studio if I can. You know, some days I don't feel like it, but some days you got to work for it, man. You can't just sit on your ass. It ain't going to come to you.
All right. So let me ask you a question. Well, go ahead, Jimmy. This is Jimmy, right?
Yes, this is Jimmy. I currently am part of that percent of the world, or the country, my bad, that is unemployed. I did have a job at Polo Ralph Lauren. Weezy can rap about it, but bitch, I managed it. So, what's up? I managed at Polo Ralph Lauren in Boaz, Alabama, and they ended up shutting down, man. So I lost my job, and now I currently draw unemployment, and currently temporarily, I guess, kind of a manager of Bragg and Jimmy right now until we find an official manager that is really willing to dedicate, time and effort into us, because, we're like golden, baby. Woo!
I appreciate. Listen, I gotta be 100% honest with you. I appreciate your guys' heart and dedication, and I understand that we have a song here in our studio. Tell me what song we got in our studio.
The song in your studio is our first actually legit song that we made. We finally bought the beat, because the rest of our songs you can hear on ReverbNation.com/Bragg and Jimmy are songs that we put out just for the public to hear. But the song that you have is an actual legit song, and it will be available for iTunes coming soon. I don't have a date yet, but I do know it will be soon.
So let me ask you a question. We have it here. Can we break this song on our airwaves tonight?
Yeah, you can play it right now. Play it, baby. Play it.
Okay, do me a favor then. Hang on a second. Do me a favor. Take me... give me the name, the title. Introduce this song. This is your break right now, my friend. Give me your beat.
All right, this song is called "Let Me Hit That," and it's pretty much about like, damn girl, you fine. Let me hit that. Let me hit that. You'll hear it.
All right. So I think Carl, do we have that ready to go?
We do, man. Let's do this.
Let's Bragg and Jimmy,
the world premiere, Bragg and Jimmy. Let me hit that.
World
I'm Full Guard Fight Radio.
Take the world by storm. All right, it's the same old Bragg, baby. I never change. I'm too young to settle down, but too old for this game. Yeah. Pull up to the house, then we float away. Eating up these compliments and choking on the fame. I'm going insane. You can take off the same, because I'm flying in the tundra, so you know I'm swapping lanes. If the girl's smiling and it's me on her brain, and she's taking off her clothes, and I'm the one to blame. So take my words to heart or as a lesson. Expect the bullshit, but just never accept it. I go by Bragg, but let your girl call me Derek. And this is what I told her, and she wouldn't regret it. Yeah.
Let me hit that.
You don't sip a little something till you can feel the burn. Got the bottle turned up, maybe soon you will learn. Cause next is gonna be your turn. So tell me, are you ready? We gon' take some shots until your eyes get heavy. But don't pass out on me now. The night has just begun. Got my girl coming over just because we said the gun. They're not looking for the one, only the one for tonight. She just wanna get crunched. So you wanna party, right? We've got the lights, we've got the sound. Grab a few beers, we can funnel them down. Her friend is trying to leave and she's ready to go home. But let me ask you both a question. Are you down to get it on?
Let me hit that.
She's a passionate lover, she never wants. what I was teasing. I believe it, I would see you laying next to me.
Let me hit that, let me hit that. Let me hit that, let me hit that. Let me hit that, let me hit that. Let me hit that.
Brag and Jimmy, let me hit that. World premiere right here on Full Guard Fight Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, that was some good shit. I got to be honest with you. I was, you know, here I am in my underwear in my front yard, but that was legit. I appreciate that. Well done, fellas.
Well, listen to me. Listen to me. That was honestly, that, I mean, I honestly, that was some of our middle material, if that makes any sense. Like, I think we have stuff a lot better than that. That's actually available for downloads for free because it's stuff that we did before we actually started, you know, making stuff for a mixtape. So if people can go to braggingjimmy.com, that's the simplest way to go. You can get to our other links and download a lot of our songs. I would love for everybody to go check that out, man.
I got to be honest with you guys. I'm just 100% honest. I enjoyed that. It was fun. It was upbeat. It was catchy. Let me hit that. I appreciate that. There's a line in there. Something about Dyke. It was very quick for me. I'm not a rap artist. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm an older, you know, father of two. So I used to be a rap artist in my day, but I am not anymore. You guys cut it down. Listen, I got to be honest with you. Tell me how I can get in touch with you on a regular basis. We do this show weekly. How often do you guys want to come on here so we can talk about Brag and Jimmy?
Weekly, baby. If you send me an email address, I can give you our actual phone numbers.
Okay. Listen,
because
we have
40 something songs. That was just one of like 40.
Okay. So we can do a Brag and Jimmy weekly segment. We can unveil a new song weekly. And I'm going to put you guys on the spot tonight. Are you guys ready to do a little freestyle, or are you not
down with
it tonight?
You guys have not at the moment.
Not at the moment. My man's holding me off. All right.
Unless you just want to hear one line now, Jimmy will try
it. I got a beat ready.
Jimmy's going to try. Give him a beat. Give me 10 seconds. My man Charles.
All right.
Pause.
I'll try to hold it back a little bit.
My man Charles is going to bust the beat for you right here. Here we go.
All right, man.
Okay.
It's Brag and Jimmy. We're on the line. We on the radio. We on the line. That's what we do. Third time on the radio, dude. What's really going on today? And I can't hear the beat, but it's okay. I'm okay, I'm on my way. Maybe we will get it. But one time, it's time. I will get it out so forever be on.
I put you guys on the spot, so I apologize.
Keep it going, my man. Keep it playing. I got Brag on the phone now, I guess.
Brag's ready to go. Brag, here we go.
All right. Just say I'm the alarm, but I don't mean harm. If you a party animal, the house is my farm. And you can spend the night and you can slip in my phone. Get it on in the AM after you gone. And one thing that I know is I was crazy about you, baby. But here lately, I ain't thought about you, baby. I be praying in the crowd to do the finger pointing. Well, they call it the page point. I keep going and they stop up. Concentration, that's Brag O. They take it good, hell yeah, I do. And I'll be your street, it's understood. And girls, see, I really adore you. But don't get hooked, cause I'll have to ignore ya. I really don't wanna put you through that torture. You can get sent like you on Pandora. But you just don't get it. I'm so sick with it. I'm on sick with it. Can't sign a go get it. Oh, bitch. Take it to me, baby.
Alright, fellas, I gotta ask you, how long you guys been hanging together?
I've been hanging out with Jimmy. I think I've known him. It's probably going on about 8 years, maybe seven, between 7 and 9. We got a good, pretty good connection, man.
You guys have a great connection, and I want to be honest with you 100%. My producer, Carl, just hit me up in the background and said, got to get you guys on weekly. He's gonna take you guys off the air, and he's going to talk to you and get your phone numbers and stuff like that. Bragg and Jimmy, listen to me very carefully.
Everyone, check this out, baby. Either SoundCloud.com, Bragg and Jimmy, or ReverbNation/BraggandJimmy. My bad.
We are going to do everything we can to get Bragg and Jimmy known. You guys are like our. Don't take offense to this. You guys are like our babies now. We broke your song on our air, so this is big for us. So now, Carl, I want you to tell everybody where they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, fucking Vine, whatever you guys got. I want you to tell everybody where they can find you. I also want you to thank any sponsors you got, and then Carl's going to get the information so we can be part of you.
All right, you want to tell you all that right now?
Yeah, man, go ahead. I want you to tell everybody where we can find you on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay, everyone, I would really appreciate it if you could go to facebook.com/BraggandJimmy and follow us on Facebook, or like our page on Facebook, I'm sorry. And we also have a Twitter. I would love to be followed by you. We will follow you back. At Bragg and Jimmy, BragandJimmy, Jimmy. It's simple. And from there, you can pretty much find everything from those two, for real. Or BragandJimmy.com, like I said, that's also very simple.
All right, my man. Listen, guys, Carl's going to take you off air, get your information. We're going to have you back on here real soon. We're going to do some. We're going to help you guys out. We're going to do as much as we can from our end to make sure we get your stuff out, okay?
Let's do it, baby. We got this. Everybody, I love you. From Alabama.
Bragg and Jimmy, thanks. Roll tide, Bragg and Jimmy. Roll tide.
Roll motherfucking tide, baby. Roll tide.
Roll tide. I'll wait for forever, baby. Hey, ask where it's from. Where are you from?
First time on Full Guard Fight Radio, we have a rap song. We have rap artists. This is the way the show, I think, is going to go. We're going to do some combat sports. This is my passion, combat sports, boxing, MMA. MMA is my true passion. I know it's Carl's, clearly, MMA Madhouse. But we're going to mix in a little bit of different stuff. Bragg and Jimmy, I think they're the real deal. I think, you know, those guys, they're having fun, man. It's a Saturday night. They're out hanging out with some buddies, doing their thing, you know, being what they want to be. And, you know, how can you, 25 and 26 years old, living the dream, man? And it was catchy. It was fun. It was, you know, I was toe-tapping kind of stuff. So Bragg and Jimmy, they are now part of the Full Guard Fight Radio family, and I appreciate them for coming on. I had a great time with them. They were fun. They made me laugh. They're kind of catchy. I put them on the spot after drinking some beers. My man's been drinking for 12 hours. And he's still Bragg, I think, was the man that cut it down for a second there. So we'll get Jimmy on here to make it. We're going to put him on the spot, too. So we had a great time with them. BraggandJimmy.com. Check them out. Looking forward to seeing. They got 40 songs ready to go, man. I mean, this is song number one. Let me hit that, I think, was the name of it. I think they said it was available on iTunes shortly. BraggandJimmy.com. Listen, the first night of Full Guard Fight Radio, what a great night, man. So much fun. I don't even know what's going on with the Hoser Nation. Don't even care what's going on with Hoser Nation. We had a great guest, Sabah Fadai. We had Darren. I can't remember Darren's last name, and I apologize for that. Co-owner and matchmaker of the AFC. That is my fault. I apologize again. Like I said earlier in the show, I am terrible with names. Darren, I cannot remember. What a great night. First night. We started off a little slow. I mean, you know, you got the nerves, you got everything going on. But, you know, we picked up Sabah Fadai is fighting August 24th for the AFC. And then Darren, who's the matchmaker, he's got his hands full, man. He's got a fight last night, an incredible card last night.
He's got a card this coming Friday, so 6 days later, seven days later, he's throwing again. And then he's got another card in about 3 weeks after that. So, I mean, this man is just busy, busy, busy. This is one of the reasons why AFC is a top organization in Canada. Full Guard Fight Gear is on the cusp, I promise you. I've said it for a long time, but I think this is the place I need to be. MMA Madhouse is the place I need to be.
Skippy,
Cohen.
I got everything I need from Bragg and Jimmy, man. Those guys are awesome.
I'm just telling everybody this is the place a Full Guard Fight Gear needs to be because, you know, we've been talking about it for a long time, and we're getting ready to unveil some big stuff in my world anyway. I know it's not quite as huge in yours, but in my world it's going to be huge. Full Guard Fight Gear is going to finally kick off, and I promise you, I know a lot of people have been asking, but this is the place that I need to be, and MMA Madhouse is an incredible organization, and they're not the number one website in Canada for any other reason than just hard work and dedication. To be honest with you, Carl Mortensen, I want you to take a bow. I wish I had some clap button here that I could, not to give you the clap, just to make it clap so, you know, we can have applause. And oh, yeah.
A little loud there. How's that?
It is what it is. But you and Skippy deserve a fucking round of applause, man. You guys put on a great organization. You guys do a great job. And I couldn't be prouder, more proud. Do you hear my English down here, prouder? I couldn't be more proud to be part of that organization. And especially with guys like Brad and Jimmy, man. Do you hear that, Brad and Jimmy? These guys are unleashing their first single here on Full Guard Fight Radio. What do you think about that, man?
Man, I thought that was great. Yeah, I was talking to them off air for a minute there. They're actually releasing a brand new song tomorrow. And, you know, maybe next week we'll get that one on here. But, you know, I enjoyed that immensely, man. Those guys are classics.
Yeah, no, they're fun, man. They're good kids. 26, 27, and I don't want to call them kids, but I am calling them kids. I was 10 years old. I was getting ready to start beating my meat when they were just born. You know what I mean? It's 10, going into 11 years old, man. You know what I mean? So. These kids, you know, they're 11 years old, younger than I am, and they're having a good time, man. You can tell that they enjoy doing what they're doing. They're having fun, just banging it out and being, you know, just doing what they do. So I enjoyed that as well. That was fun for me, and I want to have them on often. I want them to break a new song every week. I don't care. We'll be their platform. It doesn't matter to me because I enjoyed that, and it was fun. Maybe toe tap, and I'm not kidding. I'm standing out here in my underwear and my wife's beer. So, you know, it is what it is. So, Carl.
It was awesome.
We got through
it. That was awesome.
Yeah, man, we got through our first episode of Full Guard Fight Radio on a Saturday night, man. What do you think?
Oh, I had an absolute blast, even though, you know, I sat back and listened to you interview, you know, four incredible people tonight, from Shabbat Fadai to Darren Owen and then on to Bragg and Jimmy, man. I had an absolute blast, man. That was great. I can't wait for next week's show.
I talk a lot. I like to talk, and I get caught up in some different things that you might not, and I, you know, we'll catch our niche and we'll figure it out together. But you can always you know, get your, you know, do what you need to do. And I'm not trying to be a bully in this interview world. So I had a great time tonight, Carl. I really thank you and Skippy again for putting on just an incredible organization, and I couldn't be prouder, more proud. Look at me, I couldn't be more proud, and I like I told you last night, I promise you, and I promise Skippy that I will be a positive ambassador for the MMA Madhouse brand. So with that, I think we're going to head out of here, man. We got a couple minutes. I want to thank.
We got very like a minute, man, maybe.
Okay. I want to thank our sponsors, JaxMedia.ca. These guys just do incredible work. You know, you can find – they do all kinds of – MMA Madhouse stuff. So Jax Media, cast iron supplements, who ships free to the United States, castironsupplements.com. Pro-Am belts, if you want to figure out, you know, you're an organization that wants the best of the best, proambelts.com. GFL.TV, who does the best work when it comes to streaming any kind of event, MMA, boxing, wrestling, motocross, whatever you got. Intimidation clothing, the list goes on and on, Carl. You guys do the thing, man. And, you know, I know there's a bunch of different radio shows.
We got so wrapped up in that show, we forgot to give away our GFL event. How do you like that?
No way.
And now we are officially in overtime. It's not going to happen this week. But, hey, that was just so much fun. Nobody can know. What can you say? That was just great. I had too much fun, man.
We started off slow. I was like, holy fuck, I don't even know what to talk about. Matt usually takes the first 15 minutes. I'll interview the fuck out of anybody. But Matt takes the first, you know. So I was like, holy shit. But, no, I had a great time, man.
Yeah, you're stuck with me, the man who doesn't talk, so.
No, it's great.
It's like you're polar opposites now, man.
No,
yeah, I got a sound
clip
for you. I got a sound clip for you. One second.
Take off, you hoser!
Yes. Did you hear him piss off the boss what I did like?
Maybe a little.
I was like, we don't support the UFC. He goes, you don't support the UFC? I'm like,
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think it pissed him off that much. It's just, you know, a lot of people don't understand the philosophy that MMA Madhouse brings forward.
I'm not going to lie to Carl. I had some of the most fun I've had in a long time on the radio, bro. And I'm not saying that's not a shot at Matt. That is not a shot at Matt at all, because I put my garage door down. I really was out in my middle of my yard in my underwear and my wife beater, by the way.
I believe it.
That's just the way I roll, dude. No, I really had a great time. That's not a shot at Matt. I just had a lot of fun. I was able to talk about some stuff that I wanted to talk about. I kind of take the interview in different directions, and, you know, it was a good time, man. I had a lot of fun tonight.
Yep. So did I, man, and, you know, I'm looking forward to the future and what we're going to do together. Are you good for next Saturday?
Yeah, of course, brother. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good for Saturday. Saturdays are good for me.
Okay, let's do her then. I think I'm good for next Saturday, too. I don't know.
To be honest with you, there's a couple dates coming up. One in, like, late August, and then one in early August. Then I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be out of town for doing some different things. So,
yeah, I agree, man. I got stuff going on here and there too. So, you know, we might not be the most regular weekly program, but we're going to be around, and people are going to know it. But hey, we should wrap up this show, and you know, I think
dude,
we should wrap
Weidman,
it up with a.
Chris
Weidman
just beat up Anderson Silva.
Did he? I'll be dead.
Chris Weidman just beat Anderson Silva.
By how?
Knockout.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Holy fuck, dude.
Oh, I just got a text message from Sabah here. It says, I want you to tell the world that I called it exactly how it happened. Second round, TKO. That's direct from Sabah, right now on my phone. My phone is actually going nuts right now.
Holy fuck.
Huh. Oh, yes. Yeah, there you go.
All right,
dude,
I'll talk to you later.
Right on. Have a great night, man.
All right.
I'm gonna close it with I'm gonna play Bragg and Jimmy again, and then I'm out of here. Later, man.
Look, man, why don't we just take the world by storm? Alright, it's the same old brag, baby, I never change. I'm too young to settle down, but too old for this game. Pull up to the house, then we float away. Eating up these compliments and choking on the fame. I'm going insane, you can take off the same. Cause I'm flying in the tundra, so you know I'm swapping lanes. It's the girl smiling and it's me on the brain. And she's taking off her clothes, and I'm the one to blame. So take my words to heart or as a lesson. Expect the bullshit, but just never accept it. I go by Bragg, but let your girl call me Derek. And this is what I told her, and she wouldn't regret it.
Let me hit that, let me hit that.
Yeah.
Let me hit that.
Go on, sip a little something till you can feel the burn. Get the bottle turned up, maybe soon you will learn. Cause next is gonna
got the lights, we've got the sound. Grab a few beers, we can funnel them down. Her friend is trying to leave and she's ready to go home. But let me ask you both a question, are you down to get it on?
Let me hit that, let me hit that.
Yeah.
Let me hit that.
Buddy, you better get back. She got brag on her mind, she can't fix that. She fall for me every time I say, let me hit that, let me hit that.
Let me hit that, let me hit that.
Yeah.
Let me hit that, let me hit that.
Got him, baby.
Let me hit that, brag.
If she's a passionate lover, she never wants her to go. But once you get her attached, it's tattoos to her soul. Her body looking pretty tight. You already know what's on my mind, right? Then if you don't, then you're a dumb dyke. It's gotta be plain to see, wait. A lie, but if I was to believe what I would see, then I believe it. I would see you laying next to me.
Let me hit that. Let me hit that. Let me hit that. Let me.